Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get to the treadmill. I'm excited about the update.
I know.
I'm sure that you're working out left and right.
I'm ripped and shredded.
As I said a few minutes ago, Jamie ordered a treadmill off of Amazon. It's a Nordic Track.
It shows up. Well, there was a big Nordic Track special. That's why I got it. Remember? It was free delivery. It was free delivery. It was $190 setup fee.
Yeah.
So you save $190 for setup. That was free. And then it was 1 year subscription for that lady to yell at you for free.
So it shows up, and that's the lady you do the classes, you know, the live interactive stuff. So it shows up, but it appears that it's secondhand, that it's been used before. Half the letters for Nordic Track's not even on the machine.
No, I just got a deck track.
Yep, deck track. then they put it together. Yeah. It doesn't even work. No, it doesn't incline.
It won't incline at all. It goes like that.
The last report I heard, they were coming to get it. You were getting a new one, another one.
Right. So they apologized profusely, and they were going to send a replacement. So that's fantastic. So they sent, and then they were sending somebody to come and pick up the old one. Okay? Those are two different companies. The people that deliver the first one are not the same people that pick up the old one.
It's crazy. You got like a team of people doing this whole thing.
I know, right? And so the first people come, and they're like, yeah, we're here to deliver your new Nordic Track, but you might want to come out here to the truck and look at it because it is messed up.
What was messed up on it?
The box.
Oh. So the box is smashed?
Yeah.
On the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
The entire front end is caved in and it goes into a diagonal thing. It's like,
where's it at now?
Oh, no.
Oh, you, they took it back?
I denied it.
I denied it.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to have them bring it into the house because you know that thing's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And she's like, it looks really rough in there. You might want to. So I could get up in the truck. I got up in the truck because it's 300 pounds, right? So I got up, pulled myself up into the rider truck, pulled myself. I'm like, oh, hell no.
What a pain.
Yeah, so it was squished. The whole box was squished. It looks like somebody rolled it down the mountain and then put it on the rider truck.
Can you just cancel this and get your money back?
I did.
Did you get your money back?
Not yet.
Oh,
because,
no.
Because then they sent another people out there and they said, yeah, we came out here, but we don't do pickups. We're not sure why we're here.
What?
I go, what? And they're like, yeah, we don't do pickups. We're not sure why we're here, but we just saw in the thing that we're supposed to pick up your Nordic Track. I'm like, well, why are you here? And he goes, I don't know. We don't do pickups. Okay.
Oh, man.
So I called Amazon. I was on the phone for 35 minutes. I screenshot the time.
What a pain.
I screenshot the actual 35. It was 36 minutes and 24 seconds.
Yeah.
I screenshot the time. So they won't give me my refund of $2,000 back until they pick up the old one.
This is Amazon or Nordic Track?
Amazon.
They won't give you your money back.
They won't give me my money back until they pick up the old one.
What happened with the very first one in between there when you knew that it wasn't going to work?
It's downstairs.
Doesn't
incline.
But I'm just saying.
It's assembled.
But I know. But what happened with Nordic Track? Because you spoke to them and they were going to make things right.
It's out of their hands. It's through Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean.
So they came back.
They basically told me, hey, just go through us directly next time you want to buy one.
Right. Because the last I'd heard, you made your post.
Right.
About the Nordic Track, and they had flagged it. They found the post.
They were really nice. Nordic Track was really nice. Right. I'm going to give it to them.
And they don't want that bad press out there. So they call you, and they often do this with the airlines and different companies that are out there. But if they see something on Twitter or Facebook, and it's disparaging to their brand, they'll get in touch with you and try to make things right.
Right. Correct.
That's the last I heard. They were going to try to make it right.
Right. So she basically told me to cancel the order and then go right through Nordic Track next time directly and they'll make it right. But right now, so I'm waiting for them to come pick it up. And I think it'll be like a week. I think it'll be next Monday.
What a pain in the butt. Because here's the deal. If you order something off Amazon, let's say it's a pair of shoes. All right.
Yeah.
And you get the shoes and they don't fit. Well, you can easily just throw them back in the box. go over to even Kohl's or wherever, and you can do a whole return, no problem, okay? It's easy. But you're dealing with a 300-pound machine here that takes people coming into your house to assemble for hours. And then to get it back out of there, they have to go through the same routine, people back at your house for hours again. What a pain.
And I don't know how they're going to get this 300, because before, at least it was boxed when they brought it in, you know, and we could slide it. Or like I put this bastard like didn't have sliders, so I put sliders under it, and they pushed it all the way around the basement to the place where I want it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the lift things or anything.
The harness or anything.
The harnesses, yeah. They couldn't lift it. One guy pulled his wrist muscle. Another guy said he tore his ligament in his hand. I was like, what the hell, you guys?
Disaster.
Yeah. And so I said, I have sliders for, you know, furniture. Let's lift each... me. I'm directing the delivery. I'm like, let's lift each corner up. We'll put them on the sliders, and we'll slide it all through the basement around to the other side of it. So I had to direct that. And so then I do not know how they're going to get this 300-pound machine that is now assembled up the stairs of the basement, around the corner and out, and then down the stairs out to the driveway. I have no idea.
Hey, Spadil, can you track down Jeff Bezos, please?
Okay. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
hey, we got to fix this situation. That guy, he owns Amazon. I know he's off with that Lauren Sanchez chick that he's hanging out with, probably in India somewhere. I saw where they put together, did you see their brand new battery-operated rickshaws?
No. No, I did not.
Guys, Jeff Bezos, his new venture, and you know Elon Musk, he's doing like spaceships, and he did a big test run. Well, Bezos is doing battery-operated rickshaws in India.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
His next market.
I knew he was going into India. Well, good for him.
Yeah, that's his next market. And I saw a video of them this morning. He's going to make billions off of this.
Wow. That's...
I mean, isn't there like 2 billion people in India?
Oh, yeah, he will make millions.
They all drive those rickshaws, right?
Well, here's what I've learned. If I could just share one experience with everybody about Amazon, and I really mean this, because I love Amazon, but I would only buy blenders. I would buy any kind of small appliance. I would buy anything small. Do not go in big. It is not worth it. We're at January 28th. I ordered this son of a bitch, December?
Maybe late November.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going into Christmas and you were
and
getting amped about
waiting.
It.
And I still were waiting. Yeah, okay. So, and it's just a nightmare. And now it's just a piece of crap that's sitting there.
Still not resolved.
And when those poor people, I feel so bad for the delivery people. Because listen, it is 300 pounds and now it's not going to be boxed.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they're going to get it up the stairs. I really don't.
Well, that's my question. Do you have to have the same team, the different team come in, disassemble it, and then the other different team come and pick it up for you?
No, so they're going to take it out assembled.
As is?
Assembled, yeah.
Oh,
I mean. They're not going to be able to get around the corner.
Yeah. You know, I really think because all these places, they order third-party delivery people.
Yeah, Dick Track.
Honestly, they don't care. They don't care. Let me give you an example. We bought a brand new washer and dryer. Ours went kaput on us, all right? This was, yeah, I don't know, maybe November or something like that. So they show up at the house, and they're going to do this thing. And I don't like to hang around with them because I think they think you're watching them and judging them or whatever. So I didn't pay any attention. So they come in, and they put in the washer and dryer in our laundry room, and they put them in backwards.
How can you do that? You see where the vent is.
Because they don't care. They don't care. So now when you go into my laundry room, when you open this door, it comes to the middle, and then this door comes to the middle. So you got to go around it to move the clothes from the washer to the dryer. They're in backwards.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? The doors collide in the middle, which blocks you from going back.
Yeah. Right, because you should be able to open both doors and throw in.
Transfer.
And these yahoos, they come walking in there. They throw all this stuff in there, and they come, hey, we got it, man. Hey, good seeing you. Thanks for the purchase. And they leave. And I'm sitting there looking, and they're like, what the hell did they do here? And I'm thinking, I'll do it myself or whatever. I'm going to have to move this thing. But they don't care. They just don't care.
Okay, not to play topper, but do you remember what I purchased last December? Last December.
Let me think. Last December. And no.
Okay, well,
the fridge.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten a new one.
the fridge. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
You bought the fridge that you can literally look into and you're at the grocery store. And you got the app, so you got the
You got an iPad on it.
Yeah, it's a full, it's got the whole screen on it. Yeah. It's a big screen.
It's a nice one. It's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and so I got it at Home Depot, and it's got the huge screen on it. Well, first of all, they brought in the wrong one. I go, wait, this doesn't have a screen on it. And the guy goes, yeah, it does.
I remember that part.
I go, no, there's no screen on this one. I bought specifically the one that has a screen on it. And he's like, oh, hell. Hey, Joe, we got the wrong one inside this house. And he goes, he goes, well, we must have delivered the wrong other one to the other house.
Oh no. So, which by the way, is a win-win for them.
Because, for the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, because now they've gotten one. They obviously didn't buy the one with the screen,
exactly.
The tablet on it.
Yeah.
And now they've got it.
Yeah.
So they're like, woohoo, high five.
Dang.
So they come back a few hours later. They bring in the fridge. Well, it is beaten to hell. I mean, it's got big old chunks taken out of the metal, all this stuff. And so I'm like, so I don't sign off on it. And I said, I want a new fridge. This is ridiculous. And he goes, okay. And I specifically said, this fridge is jacked up. Where I wrote it on the thing really big with the thing. And so I told him, I said, don't even hook up the ice machine, nothing. Because I'm waiting for a new one. And he said, okay, we'll replace it. No problem. So it's been a year.
Nothing.
Still waiting?
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. I still don't have ice.
You may not get it.
I have no water. I have no ice. I keep calling him.
I know. You may not get it. You may be stuck.
I have no ice, no water.
Holy cow.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
What a terrible
experience. I'm just done. I'm going to get the Peloton. So everybody's talking me into the Peloton treadmill.
Yep.
Because I guess a personalized Peloton representative comes out there and then they hook it all up. I think his name was. John.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. He's on our Facebook page. John Ho.
Mm-hmm.
He's with Peloton. And he said, listen, we have a guy that comes out specifically. And then they run through all the programs. Because nobody ran through the programs with me on this North. So that's what I'm going to get.
No, my wife and I, we got a bike. They run through everything.
Really?
And they deliver it. It's all, our bike was assembled. But the guy had the harness. It was seamless.
Okay, I'm going to.
Really good.
John Ho is going to hook me up.
Jeez, you have such rotten luck.
I know.
You know, I mean, if it can go wrong on this next delivery with Peloton, and Peloton may not have one review on their site where anything went wrong, it could happen with Jamie.
That no
could
kidding.
Be the first.
It's true.
The way it works with her.
Horrible. Lord.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.